Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 18 October 2023, Wednesday night, obviously. And tomorrow being Thursday, if everything goes normal, we should be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Chris will be here. We'll do everything we can, take phone calls, answer questions, get your orders out, whatever you want to do. You can call tomorrow and simply tell us what you want. Chris will take care of the orders. We'll ship things out here tomorrow if everything goes right. And we'll see that everything's taken care of to the best of our ability to get things done and hopefully bless you. And, of course, I want to talk to you. If you want to call and say hi, please do so. It blesses me. I mean, you know what's really exciting? Everybody calls exciting, but new callers really are fun. And we get a call once in a while from Miss Blue in France. And sometimes calls from different countries. And it's just a blessing to me. Now, if you live outside this country and you want to talk to me anytime on Thursdays, I'm always available, folks. You can call me anytime, leave a number with Lisa. I'll call you back. I promise I will. But Thursdays between 9 and 4 Eastern, I'll try to make myself available. And I'd love to talk to you. If you live outside the country, you can call us on the 304 number, 304-846-4448. We would love to hear from you. It's to be such a blessing. And I do sincerely mean that. Folks, if you listen to this program, it's really just nothing special except me. And if I bless you with something, then I just praise God for that because I'm just a simple individual, simple man trying to serve Christ and tell the truth and maybe encourage others to keep on going. That's what I'm trying to do. All right. And warn others what's coming. So office tomorrow, if you want to talk to us, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And the special of the month is still going on tomorrow, of course. The three booklets is Christmas Christian, the civil government and this church and civil government, Warning 1965, and, of course, 30-page fact sheet on the so-called Civil War and what kind of man Lincoln really was. Now, folks, it's not like we read in history books, believe me. It is not. So it's available. All of them $25, which is actually probably in some cases losing money, but that's okay. They're here. I want you to have them, and I mean that. So you call tomorrow again if you want to. And we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing, starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Now, you join us if you like. It's real easy now. If you can do Rumble, just go to our website, PastorButch.com. And about 10:30 or so, click on Rumble, and we should be there live. 10:30 to 11, we have, of course, we do the prayer request and praise reports. Then from 11:30 to 12:30, we do Christian Worldview News, 1 to 2 Bible study. And I'm going to do Bible study this week. I hope it will encourage you what's coming in this world, folks. It's going to get really nasty. I'm convinced of that. Let's stand together, encourage one another. Let's look at the author and finisher of faith as we go through this mess, okay? But you can listen on the phone if you'd like to Saturday at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We'd love for you to call, listen to us, or watch us live on Rumble on the website. There'll be a number I'll be giving out while I'm on the air, while I'm talking to you on the computer. You can call and chat with us if you like, ask questions, make comments. I appreciate everyone that shows up on Saturdays, and I do mean that. I know we don't draw big crowds in person, 6 or 8 people normally. They just don't come anymore. We've had hundreds come through. They don't stay. I don't want to tell you, they just don't. And our listening audience is not too huge on Saturday. A lot of people watch it during the week, though. So after we do the program this Saturday, this teaching, it will play 24/7 until we do another Bible study. So you can watch it later if you want to. But we want you to join us, and I do mean that. Tonight, it's just you and I. So if you want to call and talk to us, even if you called last night or the night before, that's okay. Tonight's just me and you. You can call the number and talk to me anytime you want to. I'll make a few comments. But the phone lines will be open in about 10 minutes. About 10, 15 minutes, you can call and talk to us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You're not going to sit together and drink less iced tea and just chat back and forth. I want you to share what's on your mind, what's on your heart. If you have a testimony, a prayer request, or want to share some news, please feel free to do so. I want to answer a question. I'm so sorry I lost a gentleman's name and sent this to me. It's an article entitled, The Ring of Far Eclipse from October 14th will combine with another eclipse in 2024 to form a giant X over the Empty Cross in Texas. He asked me what I thought about that. I read the article, and I really have no comment on it. I don't know what to think about that. So if you listen tonight and you wrote and asked my opinion is I don't have any opinion. I don't know what to say about that. It's interesting. There's a main thing I really don't know. I kind of doubt it, but I don't know that. So I just want to answer that on the air because I lost a gentleman who sent it to me. I was going to write a letter and tell him. But I'm so sorry I lost which one it was. And so if you listen tonight, whoever you are, lady or gentleman, that's your answer. I just don't have an answer tonight. But, you know, we're told, and I'm going to cover this more in detail on Saturday. We are told very clearly in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, that in the last times, the last days, perilous times to come. And I don't need to tell you, folks, we're living in very perilous times. We are possibly on the precipice of a nuclear war. This happened back in 1962, believe it or not. Almost went to war then, nuclear war. But back then, Khrushchev did back down. But let me just tell you something that most of us didn't know. I didn't know this just recently. Do you know that we had put our nuclear weapons in Turkey, right on the Ukraine border, and Russia did not want our weapons there. So in retribution, they started putting their rockets in Cuba. Now, this is really what happened. So Khrushchev and Kennedy spoke. They made a deal. If we took the weapons out of Turkey, they'd take the weapons out of Cuba. So Russia didn't really back down, folks. We just struck a deal. So still, we start feeling arrogant about We make Russia run with the tail between her legs. No, we didn't. Kennedy and Khrushchev struck a deal that if we take our weapons out of Turkey, the nuclear weapons, they would not put any in Cuba. Now, that's a fact. That really happened that way. But we're told that we're going to face, that we're going to have perilous times. Christ talked about Matthew 24 for his day and our day. 2 Timothy says it very clearly. Also, in the same chapter, he says that those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And, folks, we see that certainly happen around the world. Matter of fact, one of the worst of the countries in the world for a Christian to try to exist is in Israel today, so-called Israel, which is not the Israel of the Bible. It is not the Israel of the Bible. It is not the Israel of the Bible, but that's not the topic tonight. But persecution is all over the world for believers and a lot of nations all over the world. The Muslim nations, and even more so than the so-called Jewish nation, but it's not Jewish. But nonetheless, we're told it's going to happen. And we're told in Hebrews chapter 2 that people will, because of the fear of death, they have a spirit of fear of death, that they will not make it through the end times. We're going to compromise and finally you get ourselves right into hell. But God, Christ said he'd come to take away the fear of death for those that trust him. It's natural, folks, to fear death. We all don't. No one wants to be taken out, especially by surprise. But we need to walk out of that fear of death and put our trust in Christ, because things are going to really get that bad. We're told in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that we're not given a spirit of fear. You see, you have to understand that fear is a spirit. It's a demonic activity. Fear is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. It's a demonic activity that can oppress Christians and possess non-Christians. Do you understand that? That's important. See, if the early church had walked in the spirit of fear of death or spirit of fear, period, then Acts chapter 5 would never happen when Peter and his disciples were preaching the word of God and were told to shut up. They would have obeyed, but they didn't. Matter of fact, in Acts, I think it's 5:29, Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than men. So what happened further in the chapter? The Sanhedrin and other so-called authorities said, we're not going to shut them up. So they beat them. They actually beat them, literally beat them, folks. They whipped them. They beat them and turned them loose. Instead of groveling and crying and sniveling to God, they left there praising that they were counted worthy to suffer for Christ. That's the attitude of gratitude and fear. That's just the way it is. And to understand that this is part of living as a believer, as an overcomer in Christ, this is important. Now, in the way of news, I want to cover it quickly. I do believe with everything in me that the draft is imminent. I think we're going to see a draft in this country very, very soon. And I'm going to tell you why the reason why I believe that. U.S. combat troops sent to Gaza. Media reporting that President Biden is about to deploy some 2,000 U.S. troops to the Gaza region in response to the recent unrest between Israel and Hamas. But folks, that's not all. An additional 2,000 Marines are reported to join them. An additional 10,000 troops may be deployed in the two U.S. carrier strike groups that the U.S. has sent to Israel's coast. So I do believe, it's like they did in Korea with military advisors to begin with, and Vietnam, military advisors to begin with, they're going to put boots in the ground in the Middle East. The draft will come back this country. Both male and female will be drafted. I have grandsons and daughters who have draft age. When it's going to happen, I don't know. But it's going to happen. Now, why do I say that again? Well, the Army's planning for a conflict with China, according to this article. So now they're storing up the blood supply for challenges they're going to face in the Indo-Pacific. Do you understand why it says perilous time shall come? It is Bible, my friends. Now, this conversation is now open for phone calls. I want to hear from them. If you want to call, you're welcome to. I can always get back to my thoughts after I talk to you. You're welcome to call at 844-769-2944. I want your opinion. This is a two-way conversation tonight. It's your chance to speak your comments, your opinions, or prayer requests or whatever. This is not for me tonight or a guest to come on and talk about specific topics. It's your chance to talk to us, okay? Now, most folks may not know this, but Putin said something today that should get our attention. Putin gives U.S. tap on the shoulder over Middle East aircraft carriers. Now, folks, this is dynamically important. This is from Hal Turner. Russian President Vladimir Putin today gave the United States a quiet tap on the shoulder with respect to America placing two aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean Sea. Now, folks, pay attention, because this is so important. I don't know if Putin is as evil as some people say he is. I don't know what all the things are on that, but I just know that I don't think he's a man to just be talking. I think he means it. He said, being very clear to say in advance that what he is about to reveal is not a threat. Putin reminded the world that Russian aerospace forces, specifically their MiG-31, MiG-31 aircraft, on routine patrol in the neutral airspace of the Black Sea, are armed with Kinzhal hypersonic missiles. Those missiles, he said, have a known range of 1,000 kilometers, and I meant to look up how far that is, but anyway, and travel at Mach 9, that's 9 times the speed of sound, 6,750 miles an hour. Thus, they can reach those U.S. aircraft carriers. Just a polite reminder of reality before the U.S. goes off half-cocked, thinking it can attack, perhaps, Russian allies in the Middle East, perhaps like Iran or Lebanon. Suddenly, all the U.S. talk about entering the war between Israel and Hamas seems to have quieted down. Now, we do not have hypersonic missiles. We don't have those. China has them. Russia obviously has them. We don't have them. We also know from a guest the other night that China has 400 battleships ready to go to sea. We have 200. We are totally outclassed in so many different ways. Not only are we outclassed in materials and technology, China's military and Russian military is not full of sodomites, lesbians, and sexual deviants. Oh, America is so ripe for judgment. And believe me, my friends, it is coming, it is coming, it's coming. But Putin gave us a tap on the shoulder and said, don't do this. Think about this before you do it. So I do believe, folks, this is a serious situation. I can't believe the phone lines are already lighting up, but it's a serious situation that we're facing. So I would urge you to be sure that you're not walking in fear of death or any other situation that may face you. Please believe me. I'll cover this more in detail this coming Saturday. If the conditional promise given us in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 is so important, what it boils down to is this. He's telling us in Romans 8, 28, that if we are called, part of the called out ones, born again believers in Christ, a called out one, and we're called out according to his will, his purpose, he said, all things work to our good. It's coming Saturday. I'm going to cover some places where things that didn't seem like a good thing happening when it happened to the people worked out for good a lot of people. We can see this now that if we're not going to walk in the faith that all things work to our good, then obviously we're going to walk in fear. I'm learning as I get older, folks, and I'm getting old. Learning as I get older that nothing's going to happen in my life that my Father does not allow for a purpose, for his glory, and somewhere along the way, to my benefit. That is something that is hard to accept, but doesn't change the fact. Nothing's going to happen in my life that he didn't have for a purpose for his glory. Once you believe that, have it instilled in your heart, that doesn't mean that you don't waver from time to time. We're only people. But once that's instilled in your heart, life becomes so much easier. Life becomes so much easier to live. It just absolutely changes your attitude towards everything. Makes things bearable. And I don't always say acceptable in a good way, but acceptable in the fact that you know it's God's will for a purpose. If we can get that in our heart and believe that and live that, then we can see a huge growth in ourselves personally to understand where we are in time, what's going on, our purpose in this world, and our Father's in charge of this world, all that happens in his creation, and in our lives. If he's not, he is not God. Let's go talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in, welcome.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pastor, have you ever heard of, I know you have, but have you ever listened to interviews by a guy named Joel Skousen?
Oh, yes. I've had one program over the years.
He has always set forth his premises that we are deliberately inviting, well, the globalists who run the country are deliberately inviting a nuclear strike against us because that will force the population to say, well, gee whiz, we need a global government to keep this from happening.
I agree.
Have you ever heard him talk about that?
No, I haven't, but I agree with him because the well, forces of being.
Doesn't it look like that's exactly what's happening?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. The chaos, you know, out of chaos is order. You've heard the New World Order motto. And
Absolutely.
And for the Antichrist. For the Antichrist to become prominent, we have to turn to man for answers when scared to death, and we'll do it. That's part of it.
Well, we're deliberately disarming and deindustrializing ourselves, and at the same time, we are just poking the bear and poking the dragon just to see if we can antagonize them, and we're not ready for a war.
Oh, no. No. We're not ready for a war. We're out, not only outgunned, we're outmanned. And I mean that literally. Our most of the people, not most of them, but because the military becomes so perverted sexually in so many different ways, no, we're not ready for war. America is ripe for judgment, Brother Tom, and it's coming. Now, like it or not, America is going to be judged harshly.
No, you're right about our military. We are outmanned because those people over there have testosterone. We've neutered our people. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, you know, the population or the media-driven version of what the population says, it's just, you know, especially with the Israel thing, it's everybody just taking sides and the other side has to die. You know, it's no one is preaching peace. No one is even asking for it. I heard Gerald Celente say not too long ago, what about the seven-day Adventist? Has it become the eighth day and they don't care anymore? or did the Quakers get killed in the earthquake? Who's calling for peace? It doesn't make sense. And, I mean, it's just the war footing on every media channel that you go to outside of the Christian or patriot channels.
I agree. And that's the point, that, you know, you and I as believers – I don't want confrontation. I don't want confrontation. That somebody brings it to me personally, I don't want it. You know, people don't understand that Christians are not aggressive. We're not aggressive, but we are protective. It's a big difference. We don't want to be aggressors, but we protect ourselves in our own. So we don't want war. We don't want to be aggressors, but we simply will protect ourselves. So once they back us into a corner, Brother Tom, we're going to stand for ourselves too and defend ourselves. That's coming. Civil war is coming to America, and it's not years away. It may be a few months away, but civil war has already started in America.
No, I know, and most of the people, I live in the southwest corner of Georgia, and down here, most of the people, they are just, you know, they don't have time to talk about it. They don't want to hear about it. They, you know, they're keeping up with Georgia football. I mean, and I am
guilty
of it because, my gosh, it's so maddening watching what's really going down. And, you know, I want that third championship, but I know it's circus and cakes, and we have dire problems. And speaking of athletes, you notice all the athletes going down and the coaches?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Deion Sanders, you know, he's the rage out in California, but you know when his blood clots developed? 2021. Guess what started coming out in 2021?
Yeah, you get that right. Vaccinations. Good old vaccines.
And people just don't see it. They do not see it.
They don't want to see it. They don't want to see it.
Pastor, I wanted to get in and just bolster your points about what you were saying about, you know, us walking into a war.
Well, it's very true, but the people don't want to see the truth today in mass. You know, I've said this before on the radio show. I've been on the radio almost 31 years, Tom, and no churches in my area anywhere else ever say, do you want to come and share your information with us? They don't ask that. They don't want to hear it. Matter of fact, as I was saying just a minute ago, we don't draw but 6 or 8 people to the Bible studies we have. They don't come. Local people don't come. Churches around us don't come. They don't want to hear these things.
I look at your show as church. I don't have a church I can go here to here in this town. They closed down for COVID. But before that, you know, I had voiced opinions about the 501c3k or whatever the thing is, and I'd voiced my opinion about Halloween parties, and they just they didn't want to hear that. So.
Well, that's
anyway,
just that's the way it is. That's
what me and Pastor. I didn't mean
you're
to
welcome,
up so
my friend.
Time.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. He's right, folks. I've been invited to lead churches at a pasture for the stance I've taken. Oh yes. Oh yeah. I'm not a rookie this any longer. I've been invited to leave, and I never get called to preach in church. Say, would you come and share? They don't want to do that. All right, let's go next to Ohio and let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
How are you?
Hello. Pretty
yes,
good.
Sir.
I think the most immediate war that's coming is with Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, and the Muslim world. Can I share a few articles?
Sure.
This is WorldNet Daily the other day. Iran warns it will intervene if Israel launches a ground assault in Gaza. Of course, they're planning on doing that in the very near future. Iran warned on Saturday that it will intervene in the Israel-Hamas conflict if the Israel Defense Force launches a ground assault in the Gaza Strip.
Yep, that's true.
And yesterday, after the bombing of that hospital, who knows who did it, but the Muslims think Israel did it, they raised a black flag on this mosque, Rav Ravi Shrine in Iran, and it's a sign of war. So they're planning for war. And Iran, believe it or not, has hypersonic missiles. This is from the Sun. Iran's arsenal, from hypersonic missiles to fanatical troops to secret terror legions, amid fears of a new Israeli war. They have hypersonic missiles.
Well, and you heard what Putin said. Putin said he would use them on us, too.
And he's thinking about entering the war, too, if we attack...
Putin told the U.S. Putin just told the U.S. today that this is not a threat, but if you use the carriers in the Mediterranean, he said we have hypersonic missiles that can reach those carriers. So, yeah, that's pretty much a statement he said. He said this isn't a threat, and this is a warning. Don't do it.
This is from the People's Voice. United States draws up plans to use military force in the Middle East if Iran enters the war.
Yes.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman McCaul has announced that his committee is drafting up legislation to greenlight U.S. military forces in the Middle East should the conflict between Hamas and Israel spread due to a wider proxy war with Iran. So they're already drawing up plans for it. Of course, you've said about the two flotillas of aircraft carriers and their warships.
Yes.
Over there,
yes.
Right, heading for there right now.
Yes.
Egon von Gerks is a financial guy, and I believe this is where this war is headed. He's talking about stock market crashes and global oil going through the roof. But 22 million barrels of oil go through the Strait of Hormuz between Dubai and Iran. It's only like 15 to 20 miles wide. There's a few islands in between there. Iran has the ability, here's what Mr. Van Gert says, it would be virtually impossible to prevent Iran from blocking this area off, stopping all shipments of oil and gas through the Strait of Hormuz. 30% of the world's oil flows in and out of there every day from Kuwait, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia. It would paralyze the oil supply in the world, send prices to $500 or $1,000 a barrel.
Wow. Hang on through the break, Bruce. Got to go to break. Hang on through the break, please. Folks, back at the break with your phone calls. Like I said, open line tonight, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to charge clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. And by the way, you just heard a commercial from Discount Gold and Silver. Melody Cederstrom has been a friend of mine personally in Marcia and the ministry for many, many years. If you're listening right now on shortwave on 6115, you're listening to that because Melody paid for that hour. I want you to know that. And if you keep up with what's happening in metals, gold went down by $100 over the last 2 weeks. Went back up the last 2 days, almost back up to 400 and going up again. So, yes, precious metals are a way to try to protect yourself by what's coming in this country. And I mean that with all my heart. 800-375-4188. No, you can't eat metals. I know that. But everyone wants it. You can barter with it and maybe get some food out of it. Folks, you got to think beyond this. And you can't eat bullets and guns either, can you? But you need them. So these are things that you need to think through. Go ahead back. Let's go back to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. I'll let you finish up those points.
What would happen to this world if oil went to $500 or $1,000 a barrel? And oil's tied into gold. I think when that happens, gold's going to go through the roof, too. And that will collapse the economies of the world. But, Pastor Bush, you ever heard of Albert Pike?
Oh, yes.
He was Grand Master of Freemasonry. He openly worshipped Lucifer. In his book, Morals and Dogma, he called Lucifer God, doubt it not. But in 1871, he had this vision, supposedly a dream, from Lucifer. And he detailed World War I and World War II to a T. But then he said the Third World War would be fomented by taking advantage of between the differences between political Zionists, the Jews, and leaders of Islam. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Then he goes on to say that it's going to bring such chaos, it's going to bring out the pure doctrine of Lucifer will finally be brought out in public view. I think this is where this is headed. This is heading for the man of sin coming on the scene in the world.
I think
the purpose of this war in the Middle East is they want to bring about a one-world government and a one-world religion, uniting apostate Christianity with the pagan religions. And
it's happening. It's happening already.
In Abu Dhabi, right now, they have something called the Abrahamic Family House, and there's a Muslim mosque in the same area with a Jewish synagogue and a so-called Christian church. And I believe eventually they want to do that to the Temple Mount. The Temple might be destroyed during the coming conflict with the Islamic world, and then they'll have to redo the whole area. But
it's gonna be
some
nasty.
Things to think about. Albert Pike was, I think he was right on.
I agree, and good call, Bruce. I got to jump, but thanks for the call. Very good call. Thank you, and I do mean that. Before we go to our next caller, we'll get to Jan and Matt and all of you. I want to share one more thing. This is different, off topic, but it's important. I think everybody here knows who Britney Spears is. A very pretty young woman, well, not no longer a young lady, but a middle-aged lady, still a very pretty late lady, whose life has been pure hell because she's been a mind-control subject for a long time, MK Ultra and other things. But nonetheless, I want you to understand, this woman, has had everything you can think of in this world as far as wealth and prestige and notoriety. Well, Britney Spears holds knife against her own throat as she dances in bikini at home after revealing heartbreak abortion. Britney Spears has shared another shocking video of herself holding a knife against her throat while wearing a bikini just days after her heart-taking abortion was unsurfaced. The toxic singer is said to have become pregnant with Justin Timberlake, Timberlake's baby in 2000 when the pair were just around 19 years old. Nonetheless, the news came out that she had murdered a baby. She danced around a bikini with a knife to her throat. Got a picture right here. Now, why'd they bring it up? I want to tell you what brought it up. Obviously, wealth and fame will not give you peace of mind and heart. It won't. If you look into this world for peace of mind, whether it be with money, fame, or political solutions, getting Trump back in office, or where it may be, if you're looking for this world to find peace and contentment, my friend, you're just barking up the wrong tree. It just ain't going to happen. You're going to live in misery, fear, and contention all your life. I just had to share that with you. That breaks my heart for anyone to see that happen. Britney Spears is in bondage to Satan. Millions and billions of people are and don't even know it. Sad. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
I have no doubt about Britney Spears.
Yes.
Not surprised. She's not satanic. They do that. So,
it's so sad. So sad.
So sad. The babies, God's got them, but they're lost. Everybody's worried about what the U.S. is going to do, whether they're going to go to war. Well, we're going to be gone. And people are going to cheer us being gone. We're going to be destroyed.
Oh, I got you.
They're going to
I think there's a very good chance of that. Yes.
Yeah, they're going to hit us. They're going to take us out. And everyone and the whole world is going to cheer it.
Well, you know, if you read Revelation 18, it talks about the future of America and how the merchants of the world are really sad over the fact that the one that made them so wealthy are gone. But the world hates America. The only reason they're going to cry over America is because we made the world rich. That's the only reason they're going to cry over us.
No one is. Because we also did this. We started all this stuff. It all comes down to who's going to be, you know, the Antichrist number two guy.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all we're interested in.
Well, we're being set up for it right now. The people are walking in fear all over the world, and the church in America has compromised their way into hell themselves. So don't look for the answer in most churches. It's not there.
It's not there, Pastor. The only place it is with God.
That's
and you
right.
can't get to God if all you're interested in is how much money you can make or whether or not you have this or that. He told us in his commandments, do not
Not covet. Not to covet.
Basically, don't covet. Don't do this. Don't do that. And what do people do? Well, you know, I'll say sorry when I go into church on Sunday, and God will say, okay. That's not true. It's not true. There's going to be a lot of people left. But they're going the wrong direction.
Yes.
The wrong direction.
It's just sad. No one wants to hear that payday's coming for individuals and nations. Nations must be judged now. The individual will be judged in eternity. But nations will be judged now. And America has already been weighed the balance, I'm afraid, Jan, and found wanting.
Well, the people want someone else to be responsible.
Sure.
When it's the personally that is responsible. No one makes you do what is wrong, and you know what is wrong. No one makes you do it. You go to your job. If you don't do this, you can't work. Well, I'll go find something else to do then.
Well,
if you don't do it.
Yeah, compromise in order to eat. Fear of losing your stuff.
Yeah.
That's true. I agree. Jan, I got to jump. I'm running out of time, and the call is coming in.
All right, Pastor. I'll let you go.
Thanks for the call. See you Saturday.
Bye.
Okay, good night. Let's go next to Texas and talk to our brother, Matt. Matt, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch. How you doing?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good.
Beautiful weather down here. And I wanted to share a couple things with your audience. Did you hear about this? I was listening to Mike Adams today. Did you hear about this black flag that they raised over this? It's called the Imam Rizvi Shrine in Iran.
Yeah. The sign of war?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm trying to find out. I've been researching it and trying to figure out. There's different things being said about it, but some are saying that it's about war and stuff. But that, they've just raised that, for the first time in history, one of these articles says. But I found that kind of interesting.
Well, I guess you heard, too, that Biden was uninvited to speak to the Muslim countries like Jordan and Egypt. He was uninvited. They said, don't come here. We don't want you.
Yeah, he's just stirring things up, isn't he?
Yeah.
But another thing, I believe Daniel chapter 8, if you study it out real close, it's an end time, basically an end time confrontation between a ram and a goat. The goat comes from the west, and the ram, he comes from over there in the Middle East. But one of his horns is Persia, and that's Iran today. And the goat comes from the west, and there's he's got this horn in between his forehead, and it's broken. And out comes the little horn. So I believe that Daniel chapter 8 is about to take place, and we're going to, after all the smoke is cleared of all this, then the Antichrist is going to rise to power. So Daniel chapter 8,
okay.
Read that.
Daniel chapter 8 is an interesting chapter. And by the way, I got your book on Bill Clinton and the Pope, and I don't disagree with it. I don't know that all what I see. I do not disagree. Yeah. I certainly see your point. Very good points, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, Bill Clinton is definitely in the middle of it all. I don't know for sure if he's the Antichrist, but he's definitely one of the front runners. So.
Well, he's definitely an Antichrist for sure.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thanks for the call, Matt. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And by the way, if Daryl and PA is listening, Daryl, I'd like for you to call in. I'd like to ask you a question about the, attitudes of the Muslims and others that you work with in your military. Oh, Daryl's online. Okay, get Daryl next in. Okay, let's go to Mick in Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's say that they're playing left, right, that's all they're playing, okay? Now, who owned Russia, Red China, and Saudi Arabia? Now, who owns them? Rothschilds. Now, what tribe are they? Esau, Edom.
Yeah, I know that, Mick. But you, every time you call and you say that, we don't need to hear that every time. We already know that. But
yeah, I know. But Jack, you have to play it, those people.
Well, Rothschild's the one who helped create this nation we call Israel today.
Yeah,
Yeah.
It's all about the birthright, and they'll play any chicken little game they can to get their right back. But they're already screwed as it is.
Well, the whole world because of the what we allowed to happen, and you know, Mick, my bull's right down to, and I hate to say this as clear as I am, but the church was put here to shed the light of the truth of the world, and the church had done nothing to stop it.
That's right. And who has been jurized to the nth degree?
Well, even those that haven't been aren't doing anything.
Yeah.
They're not saying anything.
Who founded the Roman Catholic Church? To be honest, let's go say Esau, Edom. And who founded the Islam? Even though his mother half was a Roman Catholic, Muhammad, but he was a Levite, but he was used like a puppet.
Yep, almost all people have been. Mick, I got to jump more calls coming. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. I mean that, but you know, the Esau Edom we know behind almost all this, but that's it. That's a beating a flogging a dead horse now. The point of it is we got to get into what's really happening to warn the people. It makes no difference now who is the one who put the finger on the bomb. The bomb's been launched. Prepare yourselves. We got the next call line I want to talk to. Actually, he's a great call. He's already called in. We're going to talk to Durrell in PA. Durrell, during his time in the military, did a lot of things. One thing was a linguist. He speaks more languages than about anybody I know. And he dealt directly with people in the Middle East. And he was, I guess, an interpreter for them and the different things. I think he knows their attitude pretty well. Durrell, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Butch. And, I was the escort officer for a bunch of Egyptian high-level officers. The top one was a lieutenant general. I was an escort officer for them when they visited Fort Huachuca, Arizona, the Army's Intelligence Center and School. But I also sponsored a lot of officers that were Muslims from the Middle East, a number from Egypt, a lieutenant colonel and a major, and also a bunch of captains. One was from Tunisia. So there's a lot of different Arab countries with Muslims in it. And so I had contact with a lot of those people. So what was that question that you said you wanted to ask about their attitudes towards what, the West? Or
well, their attitude, both sides, their attitudes are, I haven't met as many as you have. I've been around different people that are, we'll say, Muslims and other faiths. The Muslims I met, they may be putting on an act, but they seemed like they were fairly friendly people. They weren't confrontational. But what did you see when you saw the generals? What kind of attitude they have towards us, the U.S.?
Well, I didn't talk that much with the generals, but the people that I sponsored, I did talk quite a bit about. With the generals that I sponsored, the one guy that I really talked with was the one Christian. He was a Coptic Christian. He said, "Darrell, I'm sort of a token Christian, in token general in the Army." He was in administration logistics. He said, "I'll never advance to the rank of major general because I'm not a Muslim." And he goes, "So I'm a second-class citizen in my own country." He was a Coptic Christian. And he of course, was friendly towards the West and America. The Muslim officers, the real high-ranking ones, they were just here to, to take, do as much shopping in the commissary and
BX.
That they could do. That was their main thing, the reason for being here. But the officers that I was sponsoring, for the most part, the Egyptian officers were very friendly towards the United States. Of course, this is long before the Muslim Brotherhood really took over a good bit of the Middle East. There were countries that were kind of favorable towards us. They've all been taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood. Egypt was taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood, the same ones that assassinated Anwar Sadat for him trying to get peace going in the Middle East. Yitzhak Rabin in Israel was assassinated because of his efforts to try to get broker peace negotiations. So just about anybody, so we don't have to just say, look at Jews and Zionists and everything else. I'll tell you, the thing, fastest thing to get you killed is to try to stop war. If you're, there are, by the way, Israelis that openly protest against the treatment of the Palestinians. So yes, there are good people on all sides, but everybody, Pastor Butch, as you know, according to Smedley Butler's 1935 book, War is a Racket, just about everybody who tries to push for peace, blessed are the peacemakers, not the peacekeepers necessarily, but the peacemakers. There's very few people in the world that try to push for peace. Everybody loses in war pretty much because wars are only for the benefit of the rich elite that make the guns, as Smedley Butler brought out by my fellow Pennsylvanian, by the way, Smedley D. Butler. He was at the highest, at that time, the highest rank in the Marines. He was a major general. He was the commandant for a while of the Marine Corps. And he documented how it was the big corporations that made all the money off of the tears and the blood of the soldiers and Marines and Navy men. They were the ones that suffered. They were the ones that were wounded, had their minds destroyed often, and it was their loved ones, the tears of the mothers, the daughters, the sons of their families. They're the ones that pay the price for war, Pastor Butch.
Of course. Of course. It's all about profit and control. That's what it's always been about. Always has been.
Yes.
Adir, I got jumped to more calls, but thanks for your input. I appreciate you. I really do. Thank you,
Pastor Butch, for calling the Scissorman Ministry. God bless you.
Thank you so much. All right, let's go north of the border and go to Canada and talk to Jeff. Jeff, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, yeah. Nice to talk to you. Yeah, no, we were talking about tokenism that Coptic Christian was saying in Egypt. That's true, of course. Of course, you could say the same thing about the U.S. How many Muslims have ever been in the American administration? None. How many Muslims have ever been a general in the U.S. Army? None. You know? So,
we had one for president.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, crypto or whatever he was.
Yeah, we
but
had
also,
one for president.
Let's take a look at another minority group. What about Jews? Have they ever, well, take a look at the current administration. I'm counting at least 10 who are dual citizen Israelis who are in the Janet Yellen and Secretary of State and Blinken, and it goes, there's 10 of them. For a group that make up 2% of the population, I'll say, oh, it's because they're so smart. No, it's not because they're so smart. It's because they promote their own. And the other thing, their dogs, their lackeys, are the dispensationalist Schofield Bible Christians. And I blame, with all of this thing impending wars and stuff, I lay the fault to a large extent at their feet. They're going over to Palestine. They're talking about that they beheaded people. Well, I don't know. I heard that was fake. I'm not sure. But they bombed a Christian Palestinian hospital and killed lots of kids, but that doesn't matter because according to their dirty book, the Talmud, if a Gentile gets killed or whatever, that's fine. They're just dogs, goyim, cattle. You talk about a group of racists, that's where you have them. If you ever have a dispensationalist on again, like, what's his name? I can't remember his name, but anyway, any of those guys on, please open the phone line so we can go and question them and see if they're man enough to stand up to the things they believe in, which are, it's an Israel-based ideology, not Jesus-based. They don't seem to understand the New Testament.
We have very few Christians. We have very few Christians, even in the church, much less involved in anything in the world. You know, it's amazing to me that the nations that claim that they are God, it means Israel and America, are two of the most corrupt nations in the world. I'm not picking anybody in particular. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
They're all the
drumbeat for war and all. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. But this
America was
in.
You and I both know that America was in on this attack by Hamas. We actually financed it.
Sure.
Financed it.
Oh yeah.
And don't tell
the
me
whole
Israel
idea
nobody,
that Israel
so
that Netanyahu didn't know about this is ludicrous. They know if a chicken rubs up against the fence.
Of course.
I mean, he knew. Of course, he wanted it because he's in trouble. He's corrupt, like all governments. all governments in the world are evil, and
I agree.
All of them.
If America goes to war, America goes to war, it's to save Biden's butt, so to speak. We know that. Jeff, I've got to jump off.
But
here,
on the other hand, I have to say one thing. That is that I think that some of these evil SOBs, I think that they don't want to destroy the what they would call their beautiful corrupt world. I think they want to cash in on it. So maybe that's the one thing that will hold them back from pushing the button. But they do want to scare the heck out of us, though. But I think the one thing that will stop them is that they've built up this beautiful corrupt world that they're profiting on so handsomely. Would they really burn it down? I don't know.
I mean, you never know with these people. They're perverted. But thanks, call Jeff. Appreciate it. Very good call. You know, and folks, we got to understand this. This is only going to divide the world even more. Ukraine, Russia, caused division, but the fight between the Muslims and the so-called Israelites are going to divide us even more. But I think, and I can't remember, I'm sorry, my mind's going blank. Who said this? But they said the two class of people that the New World Order people hate the most are the Muslims and the Christians, because neither one will compromise if they're true believers. And that's why they want to destroy both classes, Christians and Muslims. And I'm serious about that. So we see this. But again, folks, the ones who claim to be Israel, the ones that Israel, the nation, claims that they are Israel, are the most sodomized, sexual perverts per capita in any nation in the world. Tel Aviv is the center of it all. But America, founded on Christian principles at one time, literally founded by Christians in the 1600s who built for a little while a theocracy, has now turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. And that is not the fault of the sodomites or the lesbians or the politicians. The fault is in the church, who's to be salt and light. We got this teaching about our Christians that we've got to be so pacifist that we'll sit back and allow anything to happen. Oh, no, Christians shouldn't get involved in this. They shouldn't get involved in politics. They shouldn't get involved in war. They don't attack. No, we don't attack, but we should defend. Please understand this. The fault may be in the enemies of God. And Esau, Jacob, God loved, and Esau he hated. They made enemies forever. But nonetheless, the church was supposed to be the victorious one. That's the one that Christ come to dwell in through the Holy Ghost and empower. Remember that. Folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow, Lord willing. We'd love to hear from you tomorrow. You give us a call. We'll be glad to talk to you. And if we answer questions, we'd love to do that. We love you. God bless. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.